All right, so today we're going to get into something that's a little bit heavy, but really, really important. And actually, you guys requested this. You wanted to know more about breaking up,
Oh, yeah.
like how to break up with
How to
someone
do it well.
compassionately.
Yes.
So
Tough topic.
it's tough. Yeah, and we all can relate to that. It's hard to know how to navigate these waters.
Absolutely.
So we're turning to Lifestyle Hub 101.
Okay.
They have an article titled Five Caring Methods to Initiate a Breakup, Balancing Empathy and Honesty.
Okay.
It just came out on December 14th, 2024. And breaking up is never easy, but maybe we can all learn a little bit about how to make it a
I
little less painful for everyone.
absolutely minimize the heartache.
Yeah, minimize the heartache. That's a good way to put it. So the first method that they talk about is what they call the direct yet gentle approach. Now, this isn't about beating around the bush. This is about being honest without being harsh. Gotcha. Like ripping off a band-aid. Quick but mindful.
I like that analogy.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts on this?
I mean, I think it's about finding that sweet spot,
Yeah.
between clarity and compassion.
Yes.
And I like what the article talks about with the power of I statements.
Yes.
I think that that's super insightful,
Uh-huh.
because instead of, pointing fingers and saying, you're not meeting my needs,
Right.
you shift the focus to your own experience
Yeah.
and say, I realized I need something different in a relationship.
That's so interesting because, it's funny. I was just reading an article about conflict resolution, and they talked about I statements too,
Interesting.
and how it can really de-escalate a situation. And I
Wow.
feel like the same would apply in a breakup,
Right,
right?
takes the blame out of it.
Exactly. It's not about placing blame, but just taking ownership of
Yes.
your feelings and decisions.
I love that.
Okay, so they give an example in the article, and it
Great.
says, "Name, I want to start by saying how much you mean to me. However, I've come to realize that I think it's time for us to go our separate ways. This wasn't an easy decision, and I understand if you're upset. If you need to talk, I'm here to listen. It's honest, but it's also so considerate."
Very much so.
Yeah.
I think it really hits that balance that we're talking about.
Yeah. What stands out to you the most in that example?
For me, it's that line, this wasn't an easy decision. Like,
Oh.
it just oozes empathy. It
Yeah.
shows you're not taking this lightly. We've really thought this through, and
Yeah.
you respect the other person
Yeah.
enough to acknowledge that gravity,
Yes. It just feels so much more genuine and real.
Absolutely. And I think that makes a huge difference in how it lands with the
Yes.
other person.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to method number two,
Wow.
which they call the it's not you approach. Now, I gotta admit, I'm a little skeptical about this one.
Oh, really?
I'm just like, is it ever really not about the other person
Right?
when a relationship ends?
No,
Like,
I get that. I hear you.
yeah.
But I think, this approach isn't
Yeah.
about denying the realities of the relationship.
Okay.
It's really about shifting the focus from blaming your partner for their shortcomings to emphasizing your own personal growth and evolution.
So instead of listing all the things that they did wrong,
Right.
you're explaining how you've changed and what your needs are now.
Exactly. You're highlighting the fact that your paths are no longer aligned.
Okay.
And so, like, for example, you might say something like, name you deserve someone who's 100% committed. I've been reflecting on my life goals, and I've realized they're taking me in a different direction. I cherish our memories and appreciate the time we've spent together. Like, you're acknowledging the positive, but also being honest about where you're at.
I'm starting to see how this could be beneficial, especially when there isn't some big blow up or betrayal. It's more of a gradual drifting apart. Like,
Absolutely.
say someone decides to move across the country to pursue a dream,
Or they realize they want kids.
yeah,
And you
and you're
never,
not on the same page.
right. Like,
Exactly.
those are big life things that
Yeah,
just change things.
totally. And it acknowledges that individual journeys can diverge and
Yes.
allows both people to move forward with a sense of empowerment rather than resentment.
I love that. It's not, you'll get, it's just we're not on the
Yeah.
same path anymore.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm warming up to this approach.
Okay, good.
It's definitely more nuanced than I thought.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to method number three.
Okay.
We've grown apart approach. Now this one feels especially relevant
Yeah.
to long-term
For
relationships
sure.
where things have just naturally evolved over time.
Right, you hit the nail on the head.
I mean, this approach really emphasizes that natural ebb and flow of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Change is inevitable.
Yes.
And just acknowledging that change doesn't equal failure.
Right.
It's simply part of life's journey.
Right. And it's not about saying you changed, I changed.
Right.
It's just saying we together have changed.
The relationship has changed. Yeah.
Yes. And
yeah.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the example they give is this name. I'm grateful for our time together. However, I think we've grown apart. Our goals and values have changed. And I believe it's time to acknowledge this new chapter. I'll always treasure our memories.
Mm-hmm.
There's such a sense of acceptance in this,
yeah,
right?
Very much so.
Like, hey, we had a good run.
Yeah.
But it's okay to admit that things have changed.
It's okay to acknowledge that, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think it's important to address those changes specifically?
Hmm. That's a good question.
Or is it more about just conveying the overall feeling?
I think it depends on the situation,
you know?
Sometimes it can be helpful to point to certain things.
Yeah.
Like maybe career aspirations have shifted.
Yeah.
Your values don't align anymore.
Right.
Lifestyles have become incompatible.
Yeah.
But other times, it's enough to just simply acknowledge that the magic is gone.
Right.
You know? And you've both evolved in ways
to
make it difficult to continue.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people struggle with that idea of paths diverging naturally.
It's hard.
They see it as failure.
Right.
But it's really not.
It's not. It's just a natural part of life.
Yeah. Sometimes we grow together and sometimes we grow apart.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
The key is to recognize it and respect it.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. So the fourth approach that they talk about in this article is called the empathetic listener approach.
Oh, okay.
And this is all about creating space for emotions and really hearing what the other person has to say.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on this one?
Well, I mean, I think it's so crucial because breakups can be so emotionally charged.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just about delivering a message.
Right.
It's also about allowing the other person to process their own feelings.
It's so easy to get caught up in your own head.
Oh, for sure.
During a breakup and forget to even listen to the other person.
Yeah, your own hurts, your own anxieties.
Yeah.
All of that takes over.
Yeah. So this feels like a really good reminder to prioritize their feelings as well.
Absolutely.
So the example they give is, name, I know this isn't easy. Can you tell me how you're feeling? Listen attentively. I appreciate your honesty. For me, I think it's time for us to move forward separately. If you need support, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's so direct, but also so empathetic.
Yeah, it sets the stage for an open and honest conversation.
Right.
And prioritizes their feelings right from the start.
Have you found that taking this approach can actually make the breakup process go smoother?
I have. I think it can.
Yeah.
Prevent the conversation from escalating into an argument.
Because they feel heard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It allows for a more constructive and respectful exchange.
Okay, so let's dive into the fifth and final approach that they outline in this article.
Right.
They call this one the new chapter approach.
Sure.
And this one seems to focus on like the positive aspects of a breakup.
Interesting.
Like growth, new beginnings.
Okay.
It almost feels hopeful.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that you picked up on that sense of hopefulness.
Yeah.
That's exactly what this approach is all about.
Okay.
It's about reframing the breakup as an opportunity for both individuals to embark on these new and fulfilling chapters.
I love that.
In their lives.
The example they give is, name, our relationship has been incredible. I'm grateful for our shared laughter and adventures. However, I think we're both ready for new chapters. I support you in your journey and wish you happiness.
Mm-hmm. It's like acknowledging the end of one story.
But celebrating the beginning of new ones.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
Exactly. It's about embracing change as a natural part of life.
Yeah.
And recognizing that endings can also be beginnings.
I love that.
It's about moving forward with optimism.
Yes.
And possibility.
Yes. It takes the sting out of it.
For sure.
It makes it hopeful.
It does. And it can be so empowering for both people.
Yeah.
Instead of viewing it as a failure.
Yeah.
You're viewing it as a stepping stone.
Yes.
To something new and exciting.
I think this approach could be really helpful for people who are struggling to let go or who are feeling stuck in the past.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it reminds them that there's a whole world waiting for them on the other side.
Exactly. And it encourages them to focus on their own personal growth and development.
It's interesting because all five of these approaches are so different in how they're framed and delivered, but they all share that common thread of respect and compassion.
They do.
Like they're all about minimizing hurt and prioritizing the other person's well-being.
Yeah, and that's what makes them so effective, you know? When you approach a breakup with that level of care and consideration, it really creates a more positive and healing experience for everyone involved.
Now, the article also includes a section on additional tips for a kinder breakup.
Okay.
So let's explore those.
All right, let's do it.
It's like the icing on the cake, you know?
Yeah.
Just little things that can make a big difference.
Totally. So, those extra little considerations.
Yeah, so for instance, they talk about choosing the right time and place.
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
Like, don't spring it on someone right before a big work presentation.
Oh, God, no.
Or, like, at their friend's wedding.
Right. Pick your moments.
Yeah, you've got
timing is everything.
You've got to be mindful of that.
It really is about creating that space where the other person can actually process what you're saying.
And be present. Put your phone away.
Absolutely.
Make eye contact. Mm-hmm. Really listen.
Be there.
Yeah. They also talk about avoiding negativity or comparisons.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this isn't the time to rehash old arguments or bring up past grievances.
Right.
This is about staying focused on the present.
Yeah, keep it clean.
Yeah, and just communicating your decision with clarity and respect.
It can be so tempting to slip into blame mode.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you're feeling hurt or angry.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it just makes things messier and more painful for both people.
Right.
You know, take the high road.
Yeah, and end things with grace and dignity.
I like that.
Me too.
Yeah.
They also emphasize the importance of following through on commitments.
Oh, that's a good one.
Like, even after you break up,
right,
if you had shared responsibilities, you still got to respect those.
Totally.
Like, if you were supposed to help someone move and then you break up.
Right. You still got to show up.
Yeah.
It's about integrity.
Absolutely.
Even in the midst of a split.
Yeah.
So let's say you've had the breakup conversation.
Okay.
You've tried your best to be kind and compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
What comes next?
Ooh, good question.
Like the aftermath
of
a breakup.
Yeah, that can be a whole other challenge.
It can be so hard.
It can be so hard.
What are your thoughts on navigating that?
I think the aftermath can be really tricky.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time of transition.
Yeah.
And it's important to prioritize your well-being.
Yes.
And navigate the emotional roller coaster with care.
Yes. The article gives some advice for this stage as well.
Oh, good. Okay.
They talk about allowing space for healing.
Space is so important.
Yes.
Both for yourself and for the other person.
It's tempting to want to stay friends right away.
It is.
Or to just like constantly check in on them.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like sometimes that can do more harm than good.
I agree.
What do you think?
I think it's important to respect each other's need for space and time to process.
And that ties into another point that they make about clear communication around practical matters, like dividing belongings, sorting out finances, you know, if you live together.
Yeah, all that logistical stuff.
Figuring out what to do about mutual friends.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all that stuff.
That can be tricky.
I remember one breakup I went through, and it was, like, figuring out who got which records was more emotionally charged than some of the breakup conversations.
Oh, wow.
It's like these tangible things become
symbolic.
Yeah, really symbolic.
Totally.
The article also talks about leaning on your support system during this time.
Oh, that's so important.
Friends, family.
Yes.
Maybe even a therapist. Like, you need people to support you.
Yes. Breakups can be so isolating.
Yeah.
So having that support system can make a huge difference.
Yeah. And prioritize self-care.
Oh, yes.
You know, get enough sleep, eat well, exercise.
All the good things.
Journal, spend time in nature.
Yeah.
All that good stuff.
Yeah. Self-care is crucial.
Yeah.
Especially during times of stress and emotional upheaval.
They mentioned that the full article on Lifestyle Hub 101 goes into more detail on all of this.
Good to know.
So if you're looking for more guidance, definitely check that out.
Go deeper.
But for now, I think we've covered the main points.
Yes, exactly.
So to recap,
okay,
we explored five different approaches to initiating a breakup with care and respect.
Yes.
Direct and gentle. It's not you. We've grown apart. Empathetic listener.
Yeah.
And the new chapter approach.
Right.
Each of these offers a unique way to frame the conversation
while
always prioritizing empathy and honesty.
Love it.
We also talked about those additional tips.
Yeah.
Choosing the right time and place, being present and engaged, avoiding negativity.
So be positive.
And following through on those commitments.
Right.
And then, of course, how to navigate that aftermath.
The aftermath.
With grace.
Yes.
Allowing space for healing.
Right.
communicating clearly,
yeah,
and leaning on your support system.
Important stuff.
It's a lot to process.
It is.
But I think the takeaway here is that even though breakups are tough, there are ways to minimize the hurt.
Absolutely.
And move forward with respect and compassion.
Beautifully said.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, listener, as you reflect on these different approaches, what resonates most with you?
Yeah.
What strategies or insights stood out as particularly helpful?
Yeah. Good questions.
Or relevant
yeah.
to your own experiences.
I think it's fascinating how these seemingly simple principles, honesty, empathy, clear communication, can make such a profound difference in navigating these tough conversations.
It's not just about the words we use, right? Just the intention behind them.
Exactly.
Approaching these conversations with genuine care and respect can really transform the entire experience.
We can.
Not just for the other person, but for ourselves as well.
It's about recognizing that shared humanity.
Yes.
You know, in those difficult moments.
And if we connect this to a bigger picture, it kind of begs the question, how can we apply these principles of empathy and honesty to other challenging conversations in life?
Yeah.
Beyond breakups.
Beyond breakups,
Wow, that's such a good question.
It is, right?
Like, it's so easy to get caught up in our own perspectives and our own hurts.
For sure.
That we forget to truly listen and empathize.
Totally.
With others, especially when disagreements arise.
Yeah, but imagine
if
we brought that same level of care and compassion
yes.
to all of our interactions.
It would be a different world.
Right. Even the tough ones.
Yeah.
Think about how that would transform our relationships, our communities, even our world.
It's powerful.
It is.
This has been such an insightful deep dive.
I agree.
We started off talking about compassionate breakups.
Yeah, we did.
But we've really touched on something much deeper.
We have.
That power of empathy and honest communication in all aspects of our lives.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
What a powerful reminder.
Absolutely. Makes you think about how we can approach all kinds of conversations, right? Not just romantic ones.
Right. Like, how can we bring this to all of our relationships?
Exactly. To our families, to our work, to our friendships.
So, listener, we want to hear from you.
Yeah.
What resonated with you today?
What are your takeaways?
What were your, like, light bulb moments?
Yeah. What stood out to you?
Did any of this shift your perspective?
What are you thinking about? Yeah, we're all on this journey together.
We are.
And your insights are so valuable.
Absolutely.
So please share them with us.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you.
You can find us on all the usual platforms or visit our website, deepdivepodcast.com.
Yes, and if there's a topic you'd love for us to deep dive into.
Yes, please send those our way.
Send them in.
We are always looking for new adventures. Always in knowledge. Uh-oh. Well, until next time.
Yeah.
May all your conversations...
Yes.
Even the tough ones.
Even the hard ones.
Be filled with a little more understanding.
A little more understanding.
And a lot more heart.
And a lot more heart.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Thanks, everyone.
We'll catch you next time.